Christ 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 That's what we're about. Nothing more, nothing less. But Christ. As disciples of Christ, we do not take on discipleship on our own. But we are called to discipleship by Christ. Reflecting back last week's readings, by virtue of our baptism, we are gifted by Christ to be his light in the world. And so this week, we continue our investigation and our unfolding of what it means to be a disciple of Christ. That it's a gift to us, his people. That it's God's initiative and not our own. We heard it in that second reading, Paul to the Corinthians. Because the Corinthian community, if we know anything about them, they were always at odds with one another. I have this gift, you have that gift, my gift's better than yours. Nah, nah, nah. Seriously. That's why Paul had to address them. It says, you know, we're hearing from Chloe's people, early Christian communities, that each of you are saying, I belong to Paul, because Paul preached to us. I belong to Apollos, Cephas. I belong to Christ. And then Paul has to say to them, is Christ divided? I mean, are you serious? Christ is not divided, he says. Christ is one. And because of Christ, you as a believing community can be one, even in your diversity. Because diversity doesn't mean divisiveness. But there's a oneness in Christ. And so Paul addresses them and says that if Christ is not one, then the message, the meaning of Christ is empty. We receive him for nothing in his word, in the Eucharist, in the community. And so discipleship is a call for each of us. Each of us in our own unique way. Not everybody can be a parent. A unique way of following in the footsteps of Christ. Not everyone can be a university professor. But again, a unique gift to be able to walk in the footsteps of Christ. Not everybody can be a student. Even though we're all called to be lifelong learners. But a unique way, a gift to be able to follow in the footsteps of Christ. Because that's who we're about. If we're about anyone else or anything else other than Christ, in trying to bring about that kingdom of God wherever we find ourselves, no matter how small, no matter how large, well, I don't know, I'm kind of doubting my, you know, discipleship today. You're welcome here. So did Peter, James, John, Andrew. Do you think they walked around and said, you know, I'm a disciple of Christ? I never have a doubt. Think again. Look at the crucifixion scene. Look at the disciples gathered in the upper room. They were fearful. And who does Jesus send? To the disciples in that upper room, Mary Magdalene, one of my favorites, because she is the first to proclaim the resurrection to the church. So as we gather as disciples of the Lord Jesus, may we allow Christ to be our center. The center of our parish community, the center of our families, our friends, our relationships, and indeed, the center of our discipleship, that we're following Christ. We receive Him in the Word. We receive Him in the Eucharist. We receive Him in community. We have received the call from our baptism. And the ultimate question we must ask ourselves, what am I doing with that call? What am I doing with it?